bypass the state altogether. That's a possibility, too. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Troy University fraternity is suspended effective this week. University officials released a statement saying the campus's Sigma Chi fraternity is suspected of hazing. These allegations are under investigation by the Dean of Student Services and the Office of Student Involvement. A death investigation is underway after a woman's body was found last night in the Dollar General parking lot in Highland Home. Right now, officials have not identified the woman or released a cause of death. And the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles says parole hearings are expected to resume at the beginning of November. The agency said postponements were necessary after the board could not ensure that they were in compliance with the new notification law. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The vaping epidemic getting presidential attention.
We can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
Thousands of cities and roughly 24 states have signed on to a deal that would have opioid giant Purdue Pharmaceuticals paying up to $12 billion.
Accusations against one of the NFL's biggest and most controversial stars, Antonio Brown, accused of rape.
The median U.S. income stalled last year at $63,200, breaking a three-year streak of increases.
Multiple people were stabbed outside of Dyke Industries in Tallahassee.
President Trump speaking out about the ouster of his national security advisor. Advisor John Bolton.
John is somebody that I actually got along with very well. He made some very big mistakes.
The final straws was a disagreement Monday in the Oval Office over whether to ease sanctions on Iran.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Only Thursday, Thumbs Up Thursday, or sometimes known as TGIFE. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Crate Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Crate Farm Market. And then first-time callers get their name put in twice. doubling the chance, increasing their odds of winning the best giveaway in all of Montgomery River region. How about that? Okay. So have you guys gotten nauseated yet? Listen to
I have.
Morning Joe.
I am. I'll vote. Yes.
It just amazes me that they will do this, that they hate Trump so much that they'll just take something and twist it so they can criticize him on it. And I think John Bolton, you know, by the way, John Bolton signed a non-disclosure agreement. So if he writes a book like Cliff did, Sims here, he's going to get whacked. Just like Chris got whacked.
Yeah. No, could you see him as a commentator?
I could see him as, well, I'm not sure if the...
Depends on what
the... I'm not sure if the non-disclosure, what that includes.
Yeah, what that covers. I bet it definitely includes private privilege information.
Yeah, so you can't get in there and talk about that. I think you could be a commentator.
Yeah, you could be like the mooch, be like Trump's a fat
Yeah,
slot.
But we saw what happened with him.
Right.
Yeah, as soon as you criticize him, then you're dead meat. I think Bolton may be too cute for his own good in this whole thing. Because he's got a whole bunch of people. I discovered that 2 nights ago. He's got a whole bunch of people that do not like him. I mean, he has made some substantial enemies, some pretty big boys, too. A former Secretary of State, for example. Let's continue on with Morning Joe here. You guys are going to love this.
You know what's interesting, Wes, and given your background, it's even more interesting. When you were sent to Iraq, you were sent there by a commander-in-chief, no matter what you think of the politics of the decision to invade Iraq, who had the temperament, had the consistency, had the judgment, had the sense of an objective that sent you and thousands of others to a theater of war. All of those attributes are missing now, Susan, on a daily basis from this
See, John
person,
Bolton's
the president
gone.
Of the United States. It's a horrifying,
horrifying
aspect of this presidency.
It is, and look, when Trump was a candidate, we knew he knew nothing, and people were hoping that, he would put good people around him, he would take the time to learn. What is now abundantly clear is Donald Trump doesn't know anything about it. He is beyond an incapable leader. He is destructive to the process. His lack of knowledge, his lack of wanting to learn has prevented him from ever becoming any sort of leader. But what's worse is I actually think he has made this country less safe. He has made our soldiers less safe. He has gone onto the international stage with no concept of what it is to be a leader and how to negotiate for this country's best interests at home or abroad.
That is incredible. So Mattis was a terrible person, I guess. Never got people around that could give him good advice. He didn't pick up here. And Mike Pompeo isn't a good person at all.
Well, Pompeo, I mean, he's just, you know, bottom of the barrel. Like, you're just...
This is amazing. Left is right, right is left, up is down is up. And this is a former Obama person, by the way. I know you couldn't tell that. But it is absolutely amazing to me how they have twisted all this stuff. And they just sound perplexed. It's John Bolton's not there. You're over in the theater of war. What are all the troops thinking now that John Bolton's left? You know what they're thinking? Boy, I'm glad he's gone. I don't want to have to fight an unnecessary war.
It's just amazing, the reaction to this. You would think John Bolton, his departure, would be celebrated by people all across the spectrum. And I've seen a lot of people who aren't partisan hacks on television say the same. A lot of people were very nervous about Bolton's role. This is amazing.
It really is. I mean, this is the liberals of liberals thinking that he is like walks on the military water. Here's what's going to be really fun. Is instead of getting an NSA advisor, that they go to the Henry Kissinger model, where Henry Kissinger was Secretary of State, but he was also the National Security Advisor.
Mike Pompeo. It makes too much sense.
Jim Baker actually played that kind of role also.
That makes a lot of sense.
Which is how you have some lightweights that you see on TV now in that the National Security Advisor's office. Jim Baker was really doing it for George Bush, and then he kind of he was the NSA and the State Department kind of guy. Let's go to the phone. So let's go to our good friend Papa B. Papa B.
Hey, this is Joey.
How are you, big guy?
I'm so fantabulous as usual.
I like
you
that.
You know, I listened to that last clip, and those are the channel flipping moments for me. I just can't take it in. In fact, if I do listen to them, it's what I hear is blah, 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 blah. I mean, just as much a bunch of nothing as they can get out of their mouths in as short a period of time as possible. And nonsensical. Totally against any kind of factual information that they might have. And it's just, it does, it just gets ridiculous to even listen to these cats.
That, you know, let me tell you something. This is... This shows you what the problem is. These guys and their group, they're talking to each other and they want to impress each other how much they hate Donald Trump. And yeah. I know you guys don't listen to these folks, but this is why I share this stuff with you, so you can hear what a group of the unwashed masses are hearing and picking up out there. And it is just, it's nothing but propaganda. It is propaganda.
Well, and it's like, what's the term, echo chamber?
Echo chamber is a good one.
They're trying to out-hate, you know, Trump, see who can do the best, like you said, of out-hating him. And, you know, it's laughable, at a very minimum, it's laughable, okay? I just, you know, one perfect illustration of this, though, is this continued Hurricane Dorian coverage about how Donald Trump, you know, Donald Trump takes a map, a NOAA map, he draws a little Sharpie bubble to include Alabama on it. And they absolutely go Looney Tunes.
They really do. It's like he shot somebody.
Well, they don't know that they're getting trolled. He's trolling them, man. And it's a beautiful thing. What other politician have you ever seen in your life that has this kind of understanding and manipulation of the media in a backhanded way? I've never seen it before, ever. I don't think, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I have not. Oh, no, never. Never, never, never.
And it is so funny to me. I saw it today even. They were still trying to get some traction on the Hurricane Dorian, and all Donald Trump does is fake news. And they go even more berserk. And like you see a cartoon of them, their eyes are crossed. They got these things coming out of their eyes and a big old bomb explosion on their head. They can't take it, man. I'm telling you. It is so funny.
Well, I tell you, the other thing is the reason the Dems are going to lose is because of what the kind of stuff that they're doing. There's a piece of America that is just tired of it. They're tired of the "what has Trump done wrong today" concept, and they are, and there's polling that is backing this up. They see the media as detrimental to the future of America. That's amazing. That is amazing.
I'm telling you, that is amazing. And what a turnaround from what the Watergate era, which was their high watermark in terms of credibility. Wow.
Or the Walter, just think. Yeah, we've gone from Walter Cronkite to now Joe Scarborough and this crap.
Right.
It's amazing because they are going to sit there and manipulate information to try to convince you to see things their way.
They've been doing it all along.
Oh, yeah. Ever since Trump
came. It's so pronounced that nobody can ignore it. So, you know, and one more thing, this John Bolton guy, you know, I like John Bolton in terms of, like, his commentaries and such. He definitely has a hawk. But he always reminded me of Captain Kangaroo Dan.
That mustache.
That mustache.
What'd you say, Joey? The mustache has left the building?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I always expected ping pong balls to start. I mean, only people of our generation would understand.
There you go.
Okay, but he reminds me of Captain Kangaroo.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for taking my call. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Let's hit Wayne up real quick. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Wayne, how are you, my friend?
I am doing well, Dan. I hope you guys are.
I am doing good. I have to make a scotch run today.
Well, I have one for me.
There you go.
And I'll do likewise. Hey, you know what? You guys talking about Morning Joe kind of
piss you off.
Clarity on something. Well, you know what? It's giving me some clarity on something that is affecting me, and I'm thinking about seeking some recompense. What do you think? It's my opinion. When I listen to that show, and I do sometimes in the morning on the way to work, my level of profanity increases, and I think they should have to pay for that.
There you go. So you want reparations.
Exactly. I shouldn't have to worry about using profanity when I wasn't expecting to.
Yeah, there you go. It's Joe's fault. What has Joe done wrong today?
Exactly. You think I could get anywhere with that?
I don't know. I guess it depends on what court you're in. If you're in New York, no. If you're in Alabama, possibly yes.
Quite possibly. Yeah, those people really do, as you say, just twist and stretch and do whatever is necessary to make whatever is going on sound like it's a complete travesty. It's some idiot is doing it. And the last caller, Papa B, you know, kind of referred to that. Donald Trump is not a dummy. He is not a dummy at all. And these guys don't know who they are dealing with, I don't believe.
Yeah, what's happening is who they're talking to is their group. Who Donald Trump is talking to is America. And those are two completely different groups. You can talk to the people in New York. You can talk to the people in California. But until you're talking to the people in Florida and in Minnesota and Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Iowa, you're not talking to America.
Your support is not quite as large at that point, is it? Not at all.
Yep.
Well, hey, I'm glad to hear you guys. I listen to you every day, obviously, and I'd love to get together with you soon, Dan.
You got a friend. Wayne, you take care. Great. Your crew was over yesterday, and it was really hot. I went up to them, talked to them, asked them how they were taking the heat, and they said a lot of water breaks and a lot of breaks, but you got to get the job done. And so they said they had gotten some more assignments because of some personnel changes in your shop. But you have got great crews.
Well, thank you. I always make sure that they hear that. So I'll pass along again.
You got it, Wayne. Wayne from PMS.
Thanks a lot, Dad. If you have a great day.
You too. PMS is a great organization, great company. You need lawn care done, you need to call PMS. Going to be back with Cliff right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At the Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout. All from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. 8 days remaining. 8 days remaining in what, you ask? 40% discount at Dan Black Studios for the conversion of VHS beta over to digital and DVD. How do you get that? Well, you got 8 days. You need to do it. You need to start the process today by calling this telephone number. Are you ready to copy? 334-279-6036. 279-6036. Get the process started. Call Dan Black so you can get in on the 40% off because it ends in 8 days on the 20th. Get it started, 279-6036. Call Dan at Dan Black Studios. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. That's the only way you can get the 40% discount, by the way. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. How are you, my friend?
Any better, Dan, I'd be you.
There you go.
Here I am. Did you have to catch Condoleezza Rice shutting down? I think it was
the MSLSD. It was the Today Show. And matter of fact, I just pulled the clip up. I'm about to send it to Joey. And yes, I did catch it, and it was a spanking.
I mean, it was hilarious. The stare she gave that reporter was like.
And it wasn't a reporter, Savannah Guthrie, who has been an inquisitor for presidential debates before.
Oh, my God. But anyway, the stare she gave her was like a fourth-grade teacher gives you when you're talking too loud in the back of the room.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with a Sanford master degree professor.
I got to hear this clip. This
it just cracked me up. Hey, do you think there's any place on Trump's cabinet for her? She seems like such a resource that's not being used.
She is definitely a resource that needs to be used. I'm not sure if she would fit in with the Trump kind of operation.
Okay, to me she's wonderful. In fact, I always thought she should have either been a vice presidential or presidential candidate.
Yeah, she is something. I knew her back in the 80s, and she is really smart. Most people don't realize she plays the cello. She's Sanford graduate. Very, very smart lady.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you. And you guys have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Cliff.
All right.
I just sent you the Condoleezza Rice piece.
All right.
I don't know how long it takes to load that. But.
And also was brought to my attention. This is, as of 52 minutes ago, posted on the Wetumpka Police Department's Facebook page. Officers and other first responders are currently at Wetumpka High School. We are investigating a threat which was made to the schools via a phone call made to the school's front office. All students and faculty have been evacuated. We will update accordingly. They ask everyone refrain from spreading rumors and inaccurate information. It only makes their jobs harder to do.
Yeah, there you go. And don't, when police are present at a school, it doesn't mean that the threat is present. It means that they are basically investigating what happened, and they need to be at the actual physical location to look at phones and that kind of stuff and interview the people that received the call. So don't go panic and think you need to go pull your kid out of school. Wetumpka Police Department is very, very capable and very well run, and they I think they'll do a good job with this thing. We will keep you posted. If anybody has any updated information on this that's factual, keyword there is factual, then give us a buzz at 272-9228. Joey, you are so fast.
Well, thank you.
It's we've got the Condoleezza Rice spanking of Savannah Guthrie. This is just one piece of the interview.
If you look at the 2016 election and you look at it, how relatively speaking it was decided by a handful of votes in a few states, do you think it's possible that Russia's election interference actually worked? It actually elected Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton?
I don't
Clinton?
Think there is any evidence of that. And, you know, I really don't think that that's a good conversation to have. I think that really does devalue the people in Wisconsin and Michigan and others who decided to vote for President Trump. But whether you like this president or not, whether you believe that he should have been president or not, let's give the credit to the Americans who went out and voted for somebody who they thought would bring change. And the question is, are we going to be responsive to some of the messages that were out there in Do You Hear Me Now? People who felt that they were disadvantaged by globalization, the unemployed coal miner in West Virginia, the opioid-addicted person in Pennsylvania. Are we going to be responsive to those people? That's really the question we should be asking.
Smack!
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
And Savannah Guthrie, I mean, she's a mainstay at NBC News. And will sit in and do nightly news and things like that. She's not just some hack that's out there. But what you did is you just got insight into her and the way she thinks. That is incredible. Can we go back to the Morning Joe? Or?
Yeah, hold on. It's going to take a second.
You're going to reload it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I think I remember where we were, too. We're at this last long bit right here.
Yeah, the next last one. There you go. Okay, let's go back to Morning Joe and, you know, use this as a diuretic for you guys.
Well, there is such evidence, and we have it there. It's really in the record about Donald Trump not wanting to learn, Donald Trump wanting to live in his own alternate reality. Of course, you go back to when James Mattis decided one day, because Donald Trump kept getting things wrong as far as U.S. history and kept attacking our alliances, sat down and gave him a lecture on the post-World War II world from 1945 forward, explaining how all these structures grew up and how these structures, international structures that the U.S. had set up, that the U.S. had sponsored, that the U.S. had really been in charge of with our allies, explaining how that had created the American century. Donald Trump at the end of that lesson got very angry and said he just didn't believe it. That's just not true. I mean, it's like saying it's not true that the sky is blue. And that's, of course, when his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, called him a moron a bit more descriptively. But he doesn't want to learn. And because of that, because Donald Trump believes, and many of those around him believe, that history began on January the 20th, 2017. You have Donnie Deutsch, a president who has ignored 70 years of alliances that have kept this country safe and strong and the preeminent power across the globe. And he has ignored trade policy that has made America the strongest economy in the history of this world. He has also ignored or forgotten the history from our enemies. And so think about this. I mean, there are patsies for Donald Trump in the Trumpian press.
who continue to defend him no matter what he does. Some people who were actually never Trumpers who now suddenly have rushed to his side because he's powerful and an election's coming up. So they're anti-Trumpism. It is becoming mighty because they have nothing else to do, nowhere else to go. And they need people clicking onto their websites. But what would they say, let's play the game again, if Barack Obama embraced the Taliban, wanted to bring the Taliban to Camp David without any hope of a deal? What would they do if if Barack Obama continued to play patsy with Vladimir Putin and Obama's own intel community was saying he is a threat to American democracy? You could say the same about North Korea. What if Barack Obama fired his national security advisor? Because the tyrant that runs North Korea, that continues to fire missiles every week, didn't like his national security advisor. I mean, and now we're hearing that Donald Trump is actually mulling giving Iran a $15 billion bailout. A bailout that actually he's flirting with this $15 billion bailout, despite the fact that he is the reason why there would have to be that bailout, because he pulled America out of the nuclear deal. I mean, this is such a disaster, and it's laid bare in front of every Republican, every conservative, every Trump supporter to see. And I just wonder, what are they? And also, Donnie, and you'll get this, and then I'll shut up. I wonder why the Democrats are so weak. Why are the Democrats so weak that they cannot politically pound a guy who's made friends with the Russians, the North Koreans, the Taliban, and now the Iranians?
That is incredible. Okay, so let's kind of find reality in here. What Donald Trump is, number one, is willing to meet with Iran, has offered they don't want to meet with him. But listen, Morning Joe, he's really big buddies with Iran. They're his new best friend. He's big buddies with the Taliban. Their new best friend. He's about to bomb the crap out of them, by the way. He's going to kick them in the butt. But the $15 billion of what Joe said was his fault, he's having to pay because it's his fault, is because of the pressure. And if they do what they want him to do, he'll give them money to re-prop up their economy. So if they get rid of their nuclear missile and making capability, wouldn't that be worth $15 billion?
Yeah, that would be actually what Obama really wanted. He didn't just have the...
But he didn't do it for 15. He did it for hundreds.
Right. Well, and also he didn't have the cojones to go after the missile program and these sorts of things. They just focused on nuclear enrichment.
But this is amazing to me how they do not see this, and then they turn around and blame Donald Trump wanting to give your tax money away at $15 billion. Let me tell you something. That would be cheap if they went to nuclear enrichment offshore somewhere else and they sold it to them, whether it be Russia, whether it be China, whether it be us, that somebody sold them the material that they need for a nuclear reactor. That would be cheap, cheap, cheap.
You know, Morning Joe's like the illicit black market vape cartridge of cable news.
We'll get into that. I know you're eager to get on that. Let's, am I late for a break?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm having too much fun. Back to my blood pressure medicine this morning. I'm going to blow a gasket here. We're going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
10 Democrats will be on stage for tonight's third presidential primary debate in Houston. DNC spokeswoman Xochi Hinojosa says she expects questions about gun violence in light of last month's shootings in Texas.
You'll also hear about immigration. I think that there is a lot of talk here in Texas. I'm from Texas. You know, there are children being detained here on the border. So I think that you'll hear from these candidates about their plans in order to fix our immigration system.
She was on Fox News Channel this morning. The House Judiciary Committee lays out rules for more investigations of President Trump. Its chairman, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, says it's the start of an impeachment inquiry to look into
alleged obstruction of justice, public corruption, and other abuses of power.
The committee's top Republican, Doug Cohen, says about today's 24-17 vote,
the Judiciary Committee has become a giant Instagram filter to make you appear that something's happening that's not.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's a story you don't want to hear. The very hot weather continues. Today's high in the upper 90s. Heat index above 100. Rain chances are not zero, but 20% or less. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow's high, upper 90s. Minimal rain chances. Mid to upper 90s on Saturday. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Then as we get into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, big question marks. We're looking at a tropical system. Will it come over Alabama and bring us beneficial rain, or could it bypass the state altogether? That's a possibility, too. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are.
I thought that you were on your own. And now I find you're not alone.
Not alone. Let's go to Connie. Connie, welcome aboard.
Hi, good morning. Oh, good afternoon, excuse me.
How are you today?
I'm good. I haven't been able to listen to all your shows, so if I touch on something that's already been covered, I'm sorry. But I hate to tell Morning Joe and all these other idiots that are spouting all this hot air. For true Trump fans like me, there's nothing, absolutely nothing they can say or do that will keep me from voting for Trump.
And yeah, no, I hear that all the time. And the other thing is the getting somebody pissed off level is really starting to increase. I mean, people are genuinely mad at the media, and it's showing up in polling now. They don't believe them. They don't trust them. They don't like them. They think that they're against America. I mean, it is so bad, it's unbelievable.
Well, and I love the guy because we're so sick of, I think even Bill Maher made the statement that Democrats were making a mistake with this political correctness. People are sick and tired of it. We've had it. And I think Trump, he is the king of the trolls, okay? He rules. And I think he says outlandish stuff sometimes just so he'll get riled up.
Absolutely.
I think he does it on purpose. And we just like with the Sharpie Gate thing. Well, then his campaign came out with Sharpies that they're selling that signed by with his signature.
There you go.
And so
the ultimate marketer.
Yeah, and I don't know who's running this campaign out in Texas and everything, but you know that debate that's supposed to be tonight, and it's all these socialists up there on stage. From 2 to 6 today in Houston, they're flying a huge banner with a plane that says that socialism will destroy Houston's economy. So that's gonna fly right up to 6 o'clock before the debate.
I like that.
I do.
Good marketing. Good marketing. Are you going to watch the debate tonight?
Heavens, no.
Okay, you're going to listen to my show tomorrow.
I thought about it, though. I might, because it's going to be really good. And I want to see if Joe Biden's eye bleeds again, or if he just totally loses it and doesn't know where he is. It might be interesting just to see how bad it gets.
There you go. I'm with you on that. I'm going to watch it for you. How about that?
Okay, well, I always look and read what went on. But one more thing. Elizabeth Warren, I guess you saw maybe or not, but, you know, she claimed to be Indian and she got all these benefits out of it. Well, it turns out that her great-great-great-whatever grandfather was an Indian fighter who killed a bunch of Indians.
Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah, so anyway, it would be interesting if somebody would bring that up. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm torn between watching it. I just can't stand to watch them. You know, that's one reason I will always vote for Trump, because God forbid one of them gets in. You know?
I just
wouldn't like that at all. All right, thanks. Are you still doing the drawing for the Sweet Creek?
I am doing drawing for Sweet Creek for everybody, unless your name begins with a C.
Yep, that means you're out, Connie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I don't know if I'm already in it or not. I can't remember if I'm called since the new one started.
I don't think you are.
We're just kidding. What's your mother's name?
I think I called just before the last drawing. That's what I did. Okay, it's September 3rd.
All right.
September 3rd, just had a butt day.
Yep, 73 years young.
Wow, you didn't have to tell me your age, Connie.
Oh, I'm proud. Hey, when you've lived 73 years, you got it going on. You're doing good.
There you go. I like that.
All right, thanks.
Connie, it's a pleasure talking to you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow.
Wow, it was right.
I know. What can I say? It's all said already. Let's do this last piece. Now, listen.
And everybody thought we were done.
Donnie Deutsch. Listen to Donnie Deutsch.
Joe, I'm glad you moved to the Democrats. As far as Trump destroying everything that came before him, you know, I've worked with CEOs, and the weakest, the tiniest CEOs are the ones that come aboard and have to break everything or disacknowledge anything before them because their sense of self is so small and so tiny. I've worked with those CEOs. As far as the Democrats, and I'm sure we're going to talk a lot about the debates, I really hope tonight one, if not all of them, shows leadership and understand the game is not single-payer health insurance. The game is we need to rid ourselves of this ogre and go at him strong. And the very speech that you gave throughout the night, I would like to hear Joe Biden, I would like to hear Elizabeth Warren. That is what a leader would do. Nothing else matters right now. Our democracy is under siege. I have not seen it in the first two debates. I've seen them go after Barack Obama. I've seen them go after each other. I've seen them go after busing. I hope one of them stands up and understands what the American people want to hear tonight, and they want to hear an assault on Donald Trump.
They want to hear an assault on Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Democrats, but the American people. That is so arrogant of these people, and this is why they've got it so wrong. They think America thinks the way they do, and they think America wants to assault Trump. If that were the case, then you don't need to say anything else because Donald Trump is toast. Because if all of America hates Donald Trump, none of America will vote for Donald Trump. And it shows how out of kilter and just how wrong they are with this whole thing. They have so got it wrong. Let's tune in now. I know you guys enjoyed all that. Ed O'Keefe is going to be talking about this new polling data. This is interesting. The second poll that's come out that's got Biden and Warren tied.
A new poll ahead of tonight's third Democratic debate shows frontrunners Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren neck and neck. In the Economist YouGov poll out yesterday, 24% of Democratic voters named Biden or Warren as their first choice. They will share a debate stage for the first time tonight, along with eight other candidates. Ed O'Keefe is in Houston, where the debate will be held. Ed, what should we expect from this matchup tonight?
We should expect, Anthony, a lot of focus early on, at least, on those two frontrunners, the former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren. The fact that they haven't appeared on stage in those first two rounds of debates signals that that really will be the main focus tonight. And look, if those summer debates were kind of the warm-ups, this is the point at which really things start to matter much more. More Americans paying attention, the fact that there are only 10 of them involved. But one other subplot to keep an eye on tonight, California Senator Kamala Harris, who's usually ranking about fourth right now in surveys. We found an interesting thing in the CBS News Battleground Tracker poll over the weekend. It goes back and talks to the same people it talked to over the summer and found that 29% of people who had been supporting Kamala Harris have switched their allegiance to Senator Elizabeth Warren. Does Harris do something tonight for her first time on stage with Warren as well to claw back that support, or does Warren perhaps even try to bring more of it into her camp? It'll be an interesting dynamic to watch for.
That was an interesting piece of information there. The other poll basically said the same thing, the consult poll. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Scott. Scott, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm great, my friend.
I personally don't believe that any of the Democrats stand a chance against Trump. But my bigger concern is in the Senate. You know, we got like, what, 18 seats or something to reclaim? And I know we've got probably six or seven senators on our side that we need to cull as well. Do you think there's any chance of us getting 20 plus seats in the Senate?
Of getting 20, winning 20 plus seats?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. First of all, there's not that many Democrats that are up. So you could, there are 33. This time, say the 33 or 34, and as you said, about 18 of those are, actually a couple more than that, are Republican. So the numbers just don't work for you.
I hate to hear that.
Well, but let me tell you something. Here are some things that to be looking at. I think Joe Manchin is probably, depending on what happens in the Senate, I think we could pick up one seat, be plus one. And I think Joe Manchin could become much more Republican-oriented, let's say. I actually think he could actually switch parties.
Well, I think Murkowski and all that, you know, that seem to...
Yeah, Collins, Murkowski, and that group, that's where the problem is. But if you pick up one more, and I believe we'll win the Doug Jones seat.
Right.
But if we can pick up one more and not lose any, that would be very, very helpful.
Right. I'd just like to see us be able to get something actually done, you know,
yeah,
in the next round. But I guess we'll, as we say, in the fullness of time.
In the fullness of time, my friend, in the fullness of time.
Can I get in on the drawing?
You absolutely can. Scott, give me your month and day of birth.
It's 9/15.
9/15? Who's got a birthday coming up?
I'm afraid it's me, buddy.
Uh-oh. Well, happy birthday, because that would be on a Saturday, Sunday, right?
Are you looking forward to your first beer, Scott?
I believe, yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Scott, are you looking forward to your first beer?
Sure.
That's first for the day,
yeah.
Versus first in his lifetime.
Yeah, I think I'll make it a Corona, matter of fact.
Yeah. There you go. My kind of guy, Scott. My kind of guy. Scott, your name's in. We're going to do that drawing on Friday. Okay, buddy?
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Debate's going to be tonight, and I'll be watching it for you. And one of the goals we always do in the show is, I know you guys don't want to go and watch, you know, 3 hours of Fox primetime shows, and you don't have time to do that. And so what I'm doing is I'm calling out all the stuff you don't really need and kind of giving you some of the highlights of things so you don't have to sit there and spend 3 hours going through primetime or going through the CBS Morning News, we're going through Fox and Friends, another 3 hours. The total amount of video hours that I clear is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15 a day. And so that saves you a lot of time on your part. And you get kind of the highlights of it and the things that I think you will find important. So that's what we do. The debate will be one of them. Let's go to Dale. Dale, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great, and you, my friend?
What do you mean if we take Doug Jones' seat back?
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
We got to get it, don't we?
It's going to be one of three guys. It's either going to be Tommy or Secretary of State.
John Merrill.
John Merrill. Or possibly Bradley Byrne. I'm sort of betting it's going to be Tuberville myself.
Really?
By the way,
we're going to have Bradley on Thursday at 1 o'clock next week.
Hey, I'm convinced all three guys could do Alabama a good job.
I agree with you. They're different, and they bring different things to the table. Two of them would be very good friends of the show. I don't know Tuberville very well, though the two of us worked well together when he was in the studio. But I know Bradley real well, and I know John Merrill real well. I know they would be very good friends of the show, probably the best big-name friends that we would have for the show.
Yeah. Oh, and, you know, you all were talking about how they blame Trump for, you know, they blame him now for getting rid of Bolton. Oh, the Bolton was such a hawk. They didn't want Bolton, and now he replaces Bolton. And Trump's messing up again. But I think I heard one of the ultimate complaints. It didn't say Donald Trump, but I turned through. I'm intelligent enough that I'll even turn on CNN and MSNBC and listen to the other side. I get so perturbed with these folks that absolutely refuse to listen to Fox. I think you don't listen to Fox because you don't have a brain. But anyway, on CNN, they were complaining about the huge number of refugees, the widows and the children of ISIS fighters, because we'd kill so many ISIS fighters. And I'm just thinking, you can't there is no way to do anything with these folks that they are satisfied with and could say, yeah, Trump has done a good job, you know, in anything.
Yeah, they'll give him credit. They'll give him no credit whatsoever. And when you hear those kind of things, Dale, what you're doing is you really get into their mind. That Savannah Guthrie piece I played about Russian interference and tilting the election, that's her mindset. That's what she believes. And when you hear these commentators, they go, war bad, and here's the example of it. We have ISIS fighters, children, and widows, and they need to be taken care of. That's their mindset.
I know, and I was just sort of aghast, I couldn't believe it, what I was hearing, but of course it was CNN, the ultimate fake news. Well, I don't know who I rate the ultimate fake news network, CNN or MSNBC.
They're both pretty close.
I'm going to let MSNBC be number one and CNN be number two when it comes to those ratings.
Throw me in
for Sweet Creek.
Dale, give me your month and day of birth.
I would say 9/13, but that'd be a lie. 12/28.
Dale, I've got your name in. We're going to do that drawing when?
Tomorrow.
There you go. And what are you going to do if you win?
I'm going to go down there and cash it in. Hey, I got two of those big Boston Butts.
Yeah.
Froze one of them. You know, y'all had that. They had that special.
Oh, man, that was a heck of a deal.
Oh, my goodness. Good is not the word for those things.
Just wait to the Auburn Alabama game. He's going to do that.
Well,
again,
I'm a Tennessee fan.
You are.
I'm suffering.
Y'all have had a tough year. My son is up in Tennessee, and he said the drinking amount has skyrocketed since football season started in Tennessee.
Pruitt is he's a nice guy and all that, but some people just aren't cut out to be head coaches, and I'm afraid that's the situation with Jeremy Pruitt. He might go back and be a great coordinator for somebody, but I'm disappointed. Here we've got two Nick Saban proteges, and, you know, we had Derek Dooley and now Pruitt, and both of those guys, it's not because of support of the fan base, and it's not because of recruiting. They just can't win.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point. What happens is like the Lane Kiffin deal is that...
Oh, don't. Hey, believe it or not, I will say this. If Lane Kiffin had not left Tennessee after 1 year like he did, I don't like him or respect him anymore. I think he's a jerk. But I think Lane Kiffin could have been a successful SEC football coach if he had stayed at Tennessee.
Really? Because he isn't doing too well where he is. And see, that's what happens. People think, and it's kind of the Bear Bryant effect, they think that, well, if they worked with Nick Saban, some of that Nick Saban stuff rubbed off on them, they're going to be a good coach. The number of former Saban coaches that became head coaches that have failed is off